It's Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Soule. Four things to know today. Europe looking at contact tracing. Events guidance in the new normal. A vendor with direct financial assistance offer. And Microsoft patches a critical bug. This is the business of tech. Europe is launching a coronavirus contact tracing app initiative, per reporting by Reuters. The Pan-European Privacy-Preserving Proximity Tracking Initiative brings 130 researchers from 8 countries together to develop applications that support contact tracing efforts within countries and across borders. GDPR in the EU sets limits on processing data, which makes it difficult to use smartphone location data to fight COVID-19. So why do we care? We're about to have some very critical discussions about privacy versus public health. Singapore's release of their contact tracing technology to the community and this initiative show the potential value of these technologies, but they're offset by potentially exposing individuals to having their privacy breached. This is one of those questions that technologists want to understand their own answers to. Microsoft is moving most of its external events, and many internal ones, to digital only for its fiscal year 21, which is July 2020 to June 2021. Per reporting in ZDNet, Microsoft events happening through the end of calendar year 2020 are going all digital, and the reporting anticipates a plan that includes events such as MVP Summit 2021 and Build 2021 in calendar year 2021. So why do we care? The event landscape is going to change substantially, and major companies are leading here. So here's my analysis, and remember, I ran an events team for several years. Smart companies are pivoting and leading. A digital event strategy is one you can execute along, deliver some value, and know you can do no matter what the conditions. They also internalize the reality that the new normal is here for a while. Laggard companies are waiting and seeing. A number of companies who haven't canceled their events or have simply said postponed indefinitely, they aren't adding value and they aren't moving forward together. If I was running an event, I would assume this year is gone. Even if you could spin it up in the second half of the year, are your attendees going to want to spend the money on going? If you're tightening budgets to survive, going to a conference is not on the list of areas to spend money on. Assume that's gone. Kaseya has launched Kaseya Cares, a $10.5 million program to help solution providers respond to the pandemic. The program has three major components: government relief navigation, which is a collection of legal, financial, and technology experts to help MSPs seeking financial assistance from the CARES Act and other programs; business guidance, including training, webinar, and playbooks; and direct financial assistance, which is direct financial assistance to the company's customers. Why do we care? On the bonus episode this weekend, I offered what is needed right now is very specific programs, such as longer payment terms or payment flexibility, financial support, flexibility in hitting targets. This move is smart, and I'll reinforce it. Vendors should think of themselves like mortgage companies. You need to keep these businesses alive to get to the long-term revenue. Mortgage companies are moving to a rolling period of time to adjust financial terms with a reevaluation every few months. Kaseya, kudos for announcing a program that does this. I'm going to have more on this soon, but I'll highlight now this very smart move, and very much the right one. And a quick story. Microsoft has released a new patch related to some Office 365 setups connecting to the cloud on Windows 10 who are experiencing connectivity problems. Link in the show notes if you or your customers are affected by this. Today's episode is brought to you by DNS Filter. With remote security top of mind, DNS Filter lets you block unknown and harmful sites from anywhere. Because it's DNS, users rave that it's the easiest security product to set up. Having started as a service provider, their goal is to be the easiest deployment for MSPs. DNS Perf recently rated DNS Filter the fastest DNS in North America. Check them out at dnsfilter.com/mspradio for a special extended trial offer. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm looking to find out what vendors are telling solution providers. If you want to pass that on, that guidance they're giving you, send me a note at mspradio.com. If you like what I'm doing, you can support it on Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio and our Give What You Want initiative. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.